It's Tuesday, January 21, 2025.
We're not going to do the wind thing. Wind.
Donald Trump, at his inauguration, pledges to reverse U.S. climate policy, even as...
And this Arctic air mass has made its way down to the Gulf Coast as we watch a developing winter storm, rare for this part of the country. In Southern California, red flag warnings posted for the potential for wind gusts as high as 100 miles per hour.
Americans coast to coast grapple with climate-intensified extreme weather disasters. Plus,
the next item here is the withdrawal from the Paris Climate Treaty.
Trump announces withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord again.
All of those recurring nightmares and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Big ugly windmills, they ruin your neighborhood.
You know what else ruins your neighborhood? Why don't you ask the folks in Pacific Palisades and Altadena about that? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, here we go again.
Yes, we do. On Monday, while Republican climate change denier Donald Trump was inaugurated as the 47th president of the United States, more than 200 million Americans were facing yet another incursion of the Arctic polar vortex, bringing dangerously frigid temperatures and unusual snowfall as far south as Florida and the Gulf Coast. Such outbreaks of the polar vortex used to be rare, but now they occur far more frequently, linked to man-made climate change altering the jet stream.
Or it's just a complete coincidence, and who knows why it happens.
Also during Trump's inauguration, Americans in Southern California grappled with yet another round of extremely dangerous fire weather, hurricane-force winds and extreme dryness that ignited the deadly catastrophic fires in Los Angeles just a few weeks ago. Such extreme wildfires and fire weather used to be rare, but now studies show the most destructive wildfires have more than doubled in frequency and intensity over the past 20 years, also linked to man-made climate change.
Or just a coincidence, and nobody knows why.
Although heroic firefighters in L.A. have gained ground in containing the biggest blazes, in his inauguration speech, Trump lied about and insulted their efforts.
Our country can no longer deliver basic services in times of emergency, as Los Angeles, where we are watching fires still tragically burn, from weeks ago without even a token of defense.
That token of defense kept my home from burning down, sir.
On his first day in office, Trump took sweeping actions to roll back environmental protections, signing a blitz of new orders, undoing Biden-era policies that cut air and water pollution and address climate change while boosting climate-warming fossil fuels.
Today, I will also declare a national energy emergency. We will drill, baby, drill.
And of course, there is no energy emergency. That is not a thing. The U.S. is not facing a fuel shortage and currently produces more oil and gas than any other country at any point in history. Retail gas prices have returned to pre-pandemic levels. Trump also directed agencies to reverse President Biden's restrictions on oil and gas development in pristine regions of Alaska. Trump also attacked the U.S. offshore wind industry, halting new offshore wind permits in U.S. coastal waters.
So it doesn't mess up his golf course views.
And ordering the Interior Department to study ways to legally terminate existing leases and projects already under construction.
Can't have enough golf courses.
Trump also ordered agencies to reverse appliance energy and water efficiency standards that save Americans money. And he pledged to reverse President Biden's suite of policies that reduce toxic tailpipe air pollution and emissions, but major electric vehicle incentives for manufacturers and consumers and federal emissions and pollution standards can't be rolled back by executive order.
Is that the so-called EV mandate that he keeps pretending exists?
Who knows? And finally, with 2024 clocking in as the hottest year ever recorded, Trump again ordered the withdrawal of the United States from the historic, voluntary global Paris Climate Agreement for the second time. The U.S. now joins Iran, Libya, and Yemen as the only countries in the world not in the agreement. However, Lawrence Tubiana, a key architect of the Paris Accord, told AP that action to slow climate change is now, quote, stronger than any single country's politics and policies. The global market for clean energy technologies is projected to triple in coming years. Tubiana says, quote, there is unstoppable economic momentum behind the global transition, which the U.S. has gained from and led, but now risks forfeiting.
In addition to destroying the planet, pulling out of the Paris Agreement is going to cost America a fortune. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Here you come again, just when I've begun to get myself together, you walked right in the door, just like you've done before.